Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. We have completed our discussion on the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam related to suhoor and the sehri meal. We move on to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's teachings with regards to iftar. Firstly, we must understand that the moments before we break our fast are very, very special moments. That is a very special time for a fasting person, the moments just before iftar. Every ibadah has a point of climax. Every ibadah, like your salah, its point of climax or the pinnacle when you reach your highest point is sujood. That is salah. For a fasting person, it is at the time of iftar. Make sure you dedicate some time with Allah Azza wa Jal, where you are communicating with Allah during iftar. That's why Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, لِصَائِمِ دَعْوَةٌ عِنْدَ فِطْرِهِ لَا تُرَدْ. That there's a dua when a fasting person makes at the time of iftar that is never rejected by Allah Azza wa Jal. So those moments are moments of dua, when duas are answered by Allah. And the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that duas are not rejected by Allah. Does not mean that your dua will necessarily be answered by Allah Azza wa Jal. If the dua is not answered, those moments are certainly not gone to waste. A purposeful person is definitely rewarded for spending those moments and making dua to Allah. Allah grant us Jannah.